Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, 20 minutes from now, all our bets for tonight with the Cardinals and the Seahawks. We look forward to that. And Brad Evans will join us as well with his favorite prop bet for tonight. But joining us right now, take a spin around week four in the National Football League, our buddy, pro sports bettor, the great Rob Pozzola, who is the founder of The Hammer, and we had Joey Kanish on the show earlier, the host of Forward Progress. We want everyone to check that out on YouTube. Just search Forward Progress NFL, and it'll come up. I check out their content. They do an awesome job. And the co-founder of the sports betting app, BetStamp, on Twitter at his name, at Rob Pozzola. My friend, welcome back to the show. How's it going?
It's going well, Nick. NFL season is my bread and butter, but having the Ryder Cup coming around the corner as well is just so exciting for me. So this was just such a great time of year to be a sports fan.
Do you have anything on the Ryder Cup that our listeners and viewers could tell you on?
I mean, I don't know that I want to share it on a primarily American airwaves.
That's okay. I think everyone bet Europe on the show crew. That's all right.
You know, I will say this. I bet Europe just purely because I like in my head have convinced myself underdog price and this and that. I was at MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference years ago. I got to chat with a lot of people who were part of the Ryder Cup U.S. team, and they were talking about the home field advantage. And it is insane how meticulously they will set up the course to favor their team. It's like they run so many studies on exactly where players will hit it to, the difference of 4 or 5 yards and how they cut the rough in certain areas. So I don't know. I feel like I might just be cooked on this one because I think the rosters are pretty even. But at the end of the day, I just want something to cheer for.
All right. And if you've chosen to go against the United States of America, that's okay. We love you anyway. Canada.
Friends,
you'll be the 51st the 51st state soon enough, buddy. All right, let's turn our attention to the National Football League now. Let's just Thursday Night Football just to clear it for like 20 seconds. Anything tonight with the Cardinals and the Seahawks?
I did not bet the game at all. So just so people know, my raw number in the game is like Seattle by about a half a point, somewhere between a half and 1 point. Obviously, big defensive upgrades for them. I had some interest in Arizona at first if we were going to see more players out in the Seattle secondary. But as the injury reports played out, nothing I want to do here. I'm mostly just concerned about how Kyler Murray has played against Mike McDonald's defense in the past. They really put an emphasis on shutting down the run and making Kyler beat them with his arm, and he hasn't been able to do that. So I ended up with nothing here.
All right, let's go to Sunday, Rob, and let's start with the Patriots and the Panthers in Foxborough. New England, a 5.5-point favorite in this game against Bryce Young in Carolina. Total sitting at 43. How are you betting this game?
Yeah, I've gone back to the well with the Patriots, and I've actually bet a little bit of under as well. The one thing that I'm selling completely in this game is the Panthers' offense. I just don't think Carolina's offense will ever get to the point that we saw towards the latter half of last year. You look at so far this season against the Jags, they did nothing. Against the Cardinals, took until garbage time for them to do anything. Last week against the Falcons, they primarily won on defense. It was 10-0 at the half, pick six right out of the half. They averaged just 4.1 yards per play offensively. New England is very good on their defensive line, and I think they'll really pose problems for Carolina where they're missing players, Robert Hunt and Austin Corbett. Plus, you look at the skill position players that are out for Carolina. I mean, I'm not like a Xavier Leggett fan. I think he stinks. Jatavion Sanders as well is not a top tight end, but they're so thin with skill position players at this point that I'm just willing to sell this offense completely. So Patriots, I lost sleep because of them last week. I didn't really want to go back to the well here, but I just think Carolina is overvalued right now.
Well, we're considering pulling the trigger on New England in Survivor this week. We're going to make that decision tomorrow. You might have just helped us make the decision. We'll see you tomorrow on a Friday. Rob, the Lions coming off the impressive Monday night win in Baltimore against the Ravens. Now a 10-point home favorite against the Browns on Sunday off of Cleveland's upset in Green Bay. Total 44.5. Any bets for you with the Lions and the Browns?
Yeah, so I laid it with the Lions, and I just want to be explicitly clear. Like, there's still 9.5s out there, and normally I'll give you guys a price that's widely available, but the 9.5 is valuable in this game, and I don't think the 10 is. Cleveland, offensively, they just leave too much to be desired, and I know that we could point to their defense and how good it's been so far. Historically, it doesn't travel as well as they play at home, but consider how good their defense was last week. Jordan Love had an average depth of target of less than 1 yard. I mean, he could not get the ball downfield whatsoever. And Cleveland was still down 10-0 and not covering the spread midway through the fourth quarter of that game because the offense is so anemic. Cleve T.A., who's a member of our team at the Hammer, is a big Cleveland Browns fan, but he posted a stat today that going back to 2023, if you remove the Jameis Winston starts, the Browns have played 16 straight games where the offense has not scored more than 18 points. They just can't do it. And I think over time, this Lions team is kind of built to wear you down and beat you down. So I laid the points with them. I think this needs to be a double-digit spread. And ultimately, people might be concerned with a letdown for the Lions, but that hasn't been the case under Dan Campbell. They have played hard for him every single game. And I think this is a very similar type of game to Cleveland-Baltimore, where Cleveland's D might hold them in there early, but as time goes on, they're just going to get grinded down. So I took the Lions here.
Rob, we don't know about Jaden Daniels' status yet for Sunday's game as the Commanders visit Michael Penix and the Falcons. We're basically at a pick'em now with Atlanta and Washington, and Penix coming off the worst, easily the worst start of his young career. So pick'em, total 45, anything with the Falcons and the Commies?
Oh, for sure. So A big part of what I do is like I try to read the tea leaves. I watch a lot of coaches' press conferences, players talking. I strongly believe, like I believe we're at a point where it's 90% that Jaden Daniels will not play in this game. I don't think he's going to play. I think when that news comes out, Atlanta's going to get bet out to like a 2.5-point favorite, something like that in this game. And because of that, I think the Falcons are a valuable number here at Pick'em. You can decide what you want to do later on, whether it's try to middle it, buy off, arb out, or whatever. But I have a strong feeling Daniels is not going to play in this game. And I'm a Mariota fan, don't get me wrong. But Mariota, without Terry McLaurin there, I mean, they don't have a lot of weapons. I don't trust the defense. Yeah, Penix looked awful last week. But, you know, the NFL is it's ups and downs. And I'd be hard pressed to think he's going to play that bad every single week with what we've seen out of him in the past, which is being just like a middling type of quarterback. So I think this is a valuable number in market right now. And I, you know, if I hadn't played any Falcons yet, I wouldn't want to be competing on the news when you find out potentially that Jaden Daniels is out. So it's a bit of a risk to get out ahead of it, but I think Falcons right now is a solid bet.
You better you bet on this Thursday. Our guest, pro sports bettor Rob Pezzola, on Twitter, at Rob Pezzola. Rob, Raiders and the Bears, pick the winner of the game in Las Vegas. Who do you got?
Yeah, I like the Raiders. I mean, Femi, unfortunately, is a Cowboys fan like I am. I think you might get like something that develops over the course of the year where you just bet against the team that just faced the Cowboys, and you probably pretty well because the defense is so bad that they're making these other offenses look astronomically good. Like Russell Wilson looked like, you know, he rolled it back a decade. Last week, Caleb Williams, who couldn't hit a receiver to save his life in the first 2 weeks, looks fantastic. And I think that's elevated the Bears in market to a point where they shouldn't be at. They had a pretty brutal injury report today. They're still missing several players on defense. But on top of that, Darnell Wright didn't practice at right tackle. Grady Jarrett has popped up now, a defensive tackle on the injury report. The one thing about the Raiders, they might stink completely, but they're a healthy football team. Other than Michael Mayer, they don't really have anyone on the injury report that's of concern right now. So team at full health against a team that's really, really banged up. The banged up team is coming off of a performance where they look like world beaters against a really bad defense. The Raiders have not been able to run the ball yet this year. That's kind of the MO of Pete Carroll. The Bears' rushing success rate on defense is really bad, bottom five in the league. This, to me, is the game where they might be able to open up the offense a bit more. So, yeah, give me the winner in the game. I like the Raiders here.
Yeah, Rob, I've been saying it all week. Said it last week. The Dallas Cowboys, are the defense is the slump busters. As we've seen, three quarterbacks have, like, games of their lives against this Dallas Cowboys defense. Average QBR so far through 3 weeks for the opposition is 80. What are you doing in that Cowboys-Packers game Sunday Night Football?
I'm probably crying, Femi, if I'm going to be honest with you. I'm probably sitting on my couch crying, watching the Cowboys get obliterated. I mean, the upside is at least that Deron Bland and Trayvon Diggs are practicing today. I think Bland is actually pretty big for that defense because they just don't have a lot of playmakers. I don't know what the path to success is for Dallas, though, offensively, especially in a game if they fall behind. Like, if Green Bay scores early and Dallas has to throw, see them without their starting center, without their starting right guard against that deep front, I could see it getting out of hand. That said, I'm not betting the Packers. I think the price is fair in the game, but you know, I'm gonna just watch it as a fan, and I got to do a show right after Sunday Night Football. I just hope that I'm not in a terrible mood.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, I got bad news for you, buddy. Good news is, you ready to do some lightning around here? Let's get as many games in as we can.
Let's do it.
Chiefs and the Ravens at Arrowhead. Baltimore, a 2.5-point road favorite, total in the high 40s.
Absolutely nothing here for me. If the Ravens didn't have the defensive injuries, I would lay it no problem. I mean, we probably wouldn't see the 2.5. It would be 3 instead. I just don't think the Chiefs can take advantage in the running game like Detroit did. Chiefs can't run the ball with Pacheco and Hunt. So it's a pass for me. If I had to pick, I would take the Ravens.
Titans and the Texans, Rob. This was 7.5. Now it's 7 for Houston. 38.5 the total.
I took Titans 7.5. I am regretting it in a big way. That's got to be the point, though. I cannot buy 7. And this would not be a play on the Titans. It would just be against the Texans. Although, if there's a team that the O-line is going to hold up against, might be the type, because you just doubled Jeffrey Simmons and they can't do anything else. But 7.5, I thought, was a buy point on Tennessee.
Rob, I think it's interesting that we've seen action on the New Orleans Saints this week. This was Buffalo minus 16.5 against New Orleans. We're down to 15.5. Do you want to make the case for New Orleans to cover the spread? Total of the game's 48.
The case is that Buffalo builds up a big lead and then they don't care in the second half. That's really the case. It's unfortunate that it's the Saints playing Buffalo this week because Buffalo does have key injuries. Like Ed Oliver, Matt Milano not going to play again. Their right tackle, Spencer Brown, is hurt. If they were playing like a real team on both sides of the ball, I'd be interested in betting against the Bills. But at the end, no. I mean, I think the people buying the Saints are just purely numbers plays. I don't love to get involved in these big spread games.
Any reason to believe that Jackson Dart and the Giants could cover 6.5 at home against the 3-0 Chargers?
Yes, I think the reason to believe it is that nobody's really seen him yet. I think it could be a tough spot for the Chargers really going here, have limited sample to work with. With that said, I would never bet Giants 6.5. I would rather just bet Giants money line if I was going to bet the Giants. Like if you're betting the upside case for New York, just bet the upside case instead of taking the 6.5. Conversely, it's the same thing with the Chargers. If you like -6.5 in the game, just go bet an alt line at -14.5 or something like that. Like this is a game where it has so much more variance because of the unknown at quarterback for the Giants. But I didn't do anything with this one. I'm just interested to see how Dart plays. And in markets valuing him as a slight downgrade to Russ, it's kind of hard to believe.
I agree with that completely. 20 seconds for the Niners and Jaguars. We know a lot to be figured out injury-wise here. San Fran in between 3 and 3.5 at home, total 47.
Yes, very slight lean to the Jags. Jags are defending the run really well. And for San Fran's offense to work, it starts with the run concepts for them a lot. That's working against them. On the other side, San Fran plays a lot of too high on defense. Tons of light boxes with Saleh's defense. And Jacksonville has been able to establish the run. So I think Jacksonville can keep it close. I just haven't come around to that yet. I don't think the Jags are a good football team. I just think it's a good matchup for them.
All right, so Jacksonville is the lean against San Francisco. Rams 3.5 at home against the Colts, total 49.5.
I took a little bit of under 50 yesterday, small play, just thought it got too far out. I'm also waiting to see if there's a second wave of Colts money. I would like to bet the Rams at 3. I don't know we will get there. It's not that I don't believe in the Colts, because I do think they'll be good. I just think that we're going to be getting to a point where the market is ranking them as like this elite offense with certainty. I'm not sure that it'll be there when there's more and more tape. They're doing well with motion and play action, but I want to try to find a spot to back the Rams here.
Any bets for you? Eagles 3.5 at the Bucs, total 44, or the two Monday games? Dolphins 2.5 against the Jets, 45. Broncos 7.5 against the Bengals, 44. 30 seconds for the answer.
Yeah, so at current market, I don't want to tell you about stuff I bet previously, but at current market, I like the Dolphins team total over 23.5. In some spots, it's -115, -120. The Jets defense is deplorable, and it's only getting worse with more and more players getting added to IR. Quincy Williams this week, they're not getting any reinforcements. They made Rodgers look great in week one. Bills, you can give a pass for in week two. Last week, the Bucs had like no offense. I mean, they're down their entire O-line, basically. Mike Evans gets hurt, Godwin's out, and they still move the ball on them. So I like Miami to put up points in that game. I like their team over.
Rob, you're the best. We literally hit every single game. What a legend. Rob supports us. Please support him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola, The Hammer, Forward Progress on YouTube, BetStamp. We love you, buddy. Good luck this weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Good luck as well.
The great Rob Pizzola joining us here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, Brad Evans, his favorite prop, and Femi and I, side total props, Cardinals and Seahawks.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.